Write down, decisions, not conditions, determine my destiny. If you look at your life and you look back on it over the last 10 or 15 years, I'd be willing to bet there have been some decisions that if you would have made a different decision, your life would be radically different today. Your relationships or your income or your happiness or your body weight. Everybody's got a story about how the condition affected them. But I can take you two people that went through the same conditions, and one person comes back from war and they kill themselves or other people, and somebody else comes back and they spend all their life working for peace. I can find two people that were abused as a child. One of them lives totally inside themselves, feeling sorry for themselves. The other one becomes somebody who has an incredibly passionate relationship because they're never going to let anybody hurt who they love. Same conditions, different decisions. So when the economy that you're going through right now, it doesn't matter what the season of your economy is. What matters is the decisions you're going to make. And let me give you the three decisions you're making every moment you're alive, including in this moment. And you see if it's true or not. First decision you're making right now in this moment, every moment of your life, is what to focus on. What to focus on totally affects your life. Think about it. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, even if it's not true. If you're focusing on, oh my God, you know, the economy's going to go to hell, when you focus on like that, you're going to feel like hell, and your decisions are going to be hang on to what you got. If you're focusing on, everybody's scared to death, this is a perfect time for me to find an ultimate advantage, because during times of maximum pessimism is when you can do the best. If that's your focus, you're going to find a different set of opportunities. Focus equals feeling. Focus equals direction. Focus shapes everything. What's the problem, though? Most of us don't control our focus. We let the world around us do it, don't we? If you're going to turn on the television set, tell me something. What does the news always try to do to get our attention? Tell us what's rosy and beautiful and magnificent? No. Or find something that will jolt us. Which one? Jolt us. In the old days, today the news is in your pocket, right? It comes to you through your Twitter feed. It comes to you by being fed to, you know, for example, by text to my friends or whatever. The news follows us. But to get our attention in a world where everyone's fighting for our attention, they're looking for a story to jolt you. In the old days, before you had news in your pocket, you walked by a newspaper stand, and if it said something like, headline at the top said, great weather this weekend. What did you do? Smiled, that's cool. Did you buy the paper? No, I'm not gonna buy the paper, great weather, I know what I need to know. But if the headline says, big storm coming, what happened? Boom, some money went in that sucker, you pulled out, you need to know more. So the news is so competitive today, 24/7, there's not enough news. They've got to constantly play this game. So if you don't take control of your focus, the world will do it for you. So you and I, if we don't take control of our own focus, we let the environment do it for us because they're always looking to get your attention. If you want to change your life, change your focus. I'll give you three examples. Everyone has a pattern of focus. It's not what you focus on in the moment that affects you. It's what you focus on regularly. So for example, do you tend to focus, personally you, on what you can control or what you can't control? Those of you focus on what you can control tend to feel more in charge of life. Those that focus on what you can't control, by the way, is there plenty of stuff we can't control in this world, yes or no? Yes. Tons. And if you focus on it, you will be depressed. Depressed people constantly focus on what they can't control. Do you tend to focus on what you have or what's missing in your life? The tendency today is what's missing, and sometimes we make up what's missing. If you focus on what you have, when you're focused on what you're grateful for, how does your life feel? When you start thinking, oh my God, look at how I'm living. Most of us, our worst nightmare is somebody else in the world's greatest dream. But if we don't focus on what we have, when we focus on what we're missing, you're going to feel like hell. And don't get me wrong, sometimes focusing on what you're missing will give you some drive. Cool. But you just got to balance it out. People are depressed, always focus on what they can't control, always focus on what's missing. And here's the third one they have. Third one. And by the way, most of you have one of these, maybe two, not all three. If you have all three, I know you get depressed pretty easily. Third one, do you intend to focus on the future, the present, or the past? Now, we all do all three, right? Most of you came here because you're interested in the future, aren't you? Isn't that why you came here? That gives you an advantage, doesn't it? Because most people tend to look at the past. If you're focused on the past, since you can't control it, it's going to probably, many times, lower your energy or even depress you. If you focus on the present, you'll probably be happier because the present moment's got more to it. A great business person looks at the future and the present back and forth. A great happy human being tends to live in the present. A miserable human being tends to live in the past. Now, there's some exceptions. If your past is the best part of your life, you might want to spend more time there. But the problem is, if you're trying to drive yourself into the future and you're using a rearview mirror called the past, what's going to happen, my friends? Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to crash. You're not going to go backwards. You're going to crash. Make sense? So these are just three. I could give you so many more, and if you decide to come to the seminar, we're not just going to tell you this. We're going to work on it. But I want to at least make you aware of it. So if you catch yourself focusing on what you can't control, go, okay, of course I can't control this, but this is what I am in charge of. This is what I can control. I'm missing this. That may be true, but here's what I do have. That will shift your state, which will then allow you to come up with a better what? Story, which will then get you to possibly be able to use a better strategy. Here's the second decision you're making right now as you're sitting here. Second decision, as soon as you focus on something, you now have to give it a meaning. Is this problem in your life a problem? Is it God punishing you? Would it feel different than if you said, I have a problem versus God's punishing me? Or is it a challenge? Or what if it was a gift? What if this problem was truly a gift? Would it change how you felt, the state you're in, the strategy you would find, versus if you thought this was a curse? You better believe it. And every moment we're making decisions, once we focus on something, on what it means. Were you just humiliating me? Were you teasing me? Were you challenging me? Whichever one you come up with is going to change a very different relationship between you and I. And it's all what you make up in your head, the meaning you give it. Is this the end or the beginning? If you think this is the end of a relationship, are you going to treat the person the same way as if you think it's the beginning of a relationship? Yes or no? If you think this is the end of your career, the end of opportunities to invest versus the beginning of them, then your whole experience is different. If your economy really were to take a huge explosion and take a huge drop down, it would be one of the greatest opportunities of your life. The fact that it's no longer growing geometrically is an advantage to you, if you understand that. Because by the way, things, you make more money when things burn down than when they grow, because they burn down faster. And if you're smart, you can know how to do well no matter what the economy is doing. That's really the skill set you gotta master. But none of that will you get to unless you can come up with an empowering meaning from the situation. That's what makes somebody successful. So the piece here is meaning. What does it mean? And then the third decision you're making right now, and again, when I say you're making it, be honest. You may not be making these decisions consciously. They may be being made in your unconscious just habitually because you're not paying attention. That's why you and I want to change our life. We got to wake up. So we decide what we focus on. We decide what things mean. And then the third decision, we decide what to do. What to do. Do I quit or move forward? Do I go interview this person and figure out what they know, or do I just go home and have lunch? Do I enroll in this course so I keep growing, or do I go home and say, let's just see how I do? Your decisions are going to be affected. Do I stay married or do I get divorced? Do I walk up to that person and say, I want to meet you? Or do I just stay here and go, maybe it's not the right time? Your decisions of what to do are powerfully shaped by the emotions you're feeling, and the emotions came from the meaning.